is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 1st of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Lowell, Boston, 1917, whose work established a new confessional style in American poetry, poems such as For the Union Dead, to speak of woe that is in marriage. As a young man, he left home in Boston, dropped out of Harvard, moved to Tennessee, pitched a tent on the lawn of the poet Alan Tate, converted to Catholicism, married the novelist Jean Stafford. During World War II, he became a conscientious objector, spent 5 months in a federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. Went back to Harvard, studied with John Crow Ransom, wrote the poems that made up his first two collections, and won the Pulitzer Prize at the age of 30. And it was about that time he was hospitalized for mental illness for the first time, what would be the first of many, many times. He was bipolar. He had manic depressive disorder. He himself referred to his mania as pathological enthusiasm, described a manic episode as a magical orange grove in a nightmare. He was in and out of psychiatric hospitals throughout his adult life, frequented McLean's psychiatric ward in Boston, where Anne Sexton and Sylvia Plath, two of his students, also went. Stories about his psychiatric episodes were famous around Harvard. Robert Lowell wandering around Harvard Square without a coat in the middle of January, shivering and wild-eyed and incoherent. And after his episodes, when he had regained his sanity, Lowell was inevitably embarrassed and wrote long letters of apology to people. But his disease was also his material, especially in the poems for his collection Life Studies, which came out in 1960. He was married to three writers, Jean Stafford, Elizabeth Hardwick, and then Lady Caroline Blackwood, with whom he moved to England for the last decade of his life. He was separated from her and in a taxi from JFK into New York City to visit his second ex-wife when he had a heart attack and died at the age of 60. It's the birthday of the poet Richard Wilbur, New York City, 1921, served in the infantry in World War II, fought on the front lines, but when he wrote poems about the war, he wrote about the quiet, lonely moments. Richard Wilbur, who said, "I would feel dead if I didn't have the ability periodically to put my world in order with a poem. I think to be inarticulate is a great suffering." Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, Report from the West. Snow is falling west of here. The mountains have more than a foot of it. I see the early morning sky, dark as night. I won't listen to the weather report. I'll let the question of snow hang. Answers only dull the senses. Even answers that are right often make what they explain uninteresting. In nature, the answers are always changing. Rain to snow, for instance. Nature can let the mysterious things alone, wet leaves plastered to tree trunks, the intricate design of fish guts, the way we don't fall off the earth at night when we look up at the North Star, the way we know this may not always be so, the way our dizziness makes us grab the long grass hanging by our fingertips on the edge of infinity. A poem by Tom Hennen, Report from the West, From Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.